CMA, Conor, is the Christian Motorcycle Association. We have a chapter here in Ireland, group in Ireland. Basically, we have people in Dublin, around the country, Tipperary, Galway, down in Cork, Limerick. And, yeah, we're fairly active in motorcycle ministry. So basically, that's bringing the word of God to motorcyclists that are around the country.
And are you, have you many in your group?
In Dublin, it's possibly about 15, 20. Around the country, yeah, we could have up to 40, 50 at the moment, but it's continually growing, especially this year. We're aiming now towards our 20 years in existence, which is next year, but we're just seeing God's hand move at the moment, and it's really good.
I mean, very often, and you'll forgive me for saying this, I hope you will, that the motorbike sort of groups tend to be associated with gangs or something like that. Obviously, you're not about that. So where did the idea come from?
Okay, well, it didn't come from me. It came back in 1975, back in the 70s, excuse me, and It was because of that, because of the gang scene and the rally scene around the world, especially in the States, that, you know, a key Christian guy actually seen that he needed to do something. And these were people that were classified in a lot of respects by religious organizations as the unreachable, that they weren't willing to conform, they weren't willing to do what the modern day society group of people would do, and that would be attend church or want to go and seek out God. So they'd had enough of that, whether it be from a warfare background, whether it be from just being neglected by family, unemployment, so on and so forth. Biking was an escape, and then for those people to eventually have an opportunity to meet somebody from the CMA and reach and find Jesus is just, it's something that really attracted me to CMA.
And how do you do outreach? I mean, is it just that you go through different fellowships, or how do people become aware, apart from obviously this piece, of the CMA and what you're about?
Okay, well, we spent some considerable time back in the 90s when myself, along with a few others, back then it would have been about three or four, we connected up with the Christian Motorcycle Association in the north of Ireland. Even though we were guys from the south, we started to just glean little insights as to what we do, what we're meant to do, how we're meant to train up. We have a full program called the Growing in Grace series, which all the members have to do. Those who are keen on being involved in the ministry really need to know the basics of what they believe, you know, and to see, do they align themselves with that, you know, basic Christianity, of finding Jesus, believing in Jesus, faith, hope, how to spread the love of the Lord, and so on. There's many different aspects to that, which is a fascinating program. And that happens over a few weeks. But then just to be able to go out, it's not going to be confined to inside a building. You're going to be out on the road. The people may know now what CMA stand for, that we are folk that have a faith, that go through trials like everybody else do. And then just to be able to lean on the Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father, that we can turn to Him when we need to in times of trouble.
When you're starting off on a journey, I'm sure you have locations you go to and what have you, and you organise events and so on. Do you call on the Lord to bless the journey?
Absolutely, yes, we would do. We'd spend time in prayer before that. So there's guys even just in Dublin that meet, say, of a Thursday night on the south side of the city and on Tuesday on the north side of the city. And, you know, it's incumbent upon all riders that are involved in CMA that when it comes up to an event that's on the way, that we give that to the Lord and that we seek out and that we invite, we prayerfully consider, is there friends or family around us that are bikers that we already know of, that maybe we'll just pitch a phone call, a text, an email through to, and see what they consider coming along.
And how do you manage to be able to mix the two? I mean, north side and south side Dublin.
That's a very tough one. Yeah, that's one of those questions that.
I mean, it's obviously a clear sign of faith there. Yeah.
And actually, no truer word is spoken. The guys on the south side do tend to be different to the ones on the north side. They all ride Harleys and we ride motorbikes. So, you know, that's completely different.
I like the distinction there between Harleys and motorbikes.
Yeah, it's funny that the primarily on the north side of the city, myself, my family, my brother, younger brother, who's the president of the CMA, Graham Stevens, my dad, who's in his 70s, and myself, it's been a family tradition, biking, and we've gotten back into it over the last 20 years. But on the north side of the city, Ireland would be steeped in road racing history, down through, you know, going back many, many years, the Skerries, the Killalane road races on the north side of the city. So we've been into our sports bikes and, you know, performance machines on the north side. The guys on the south side, Harley Davidson is based on the south side. They all seem to have caught the bug over there. So we just pray for them, you know.
That's very Christian of you, Nigel.
Absolutely, absolutely, yeah. So, no, but listen, we all get on, and the one common denominator with us all is we've all got a passion and a love for our brothers on the road and our sisters on the road. There are lady riders out there as well. And it's really just to be there, and it's to, you know, we find ourselves in situations whereby folk who know of us, and thank God the credibility of what we stand for and how we, you know, do the ministry that we do in God's strength, people feel that they can approach us. We've had situations whereby people know maybe where we are or know us to text or know us to get, and we're asked to pray for people. People come to us and say, will you pray for this? Will you pray for my sick brother, my sister, my son? Could you come and visit? So we do hospital visitation. We'll do whatever God asks us, even radio interviews.
Imagine that.
So, you know, wherever God leads us, whether it be, you know, to a church to share a little bit about what we do, whether it be on for a magazine, which we've done, whether it be radio, which we regularly do, we'll go and do it, and by any means to just share the love of the Lord.
Nigel, most people have a story to tell, of course, and everybody's got their own story. But you have a particular story to tell. Your own family circumstance, you know, do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, born and raised in a Christian home in Santry in Dublin by two fantastic, amazing parents. But that doesn't exclude you from challenges. I had a younger brother, Paul, who passed away around this time, Christmas time, about 20 years ago, suddenly. SADS, adult death syndrome. So that was a shock and a half. 10 years later, my mum, she went home to be with the Lord as well. But two people of amazing faith. And these are just life challenges. So to be of a faith or be a Christian, that doesn't exclude you from what's going to happen. And we're trusting the Lord for day-to-day blessings and help.